This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Willie Gets His Dream by Bambi Girl 44. His name was William Pringle, Willie to his friends, not that he had many. Something of a loser, in his 18 years on this planet he had never done anything remarkable. In fact, the spotty teenager had been something of a failure in so many ways. This was in part because everything was just too much effort, and his lazy attitude had led to him being dropped back a year in his schooling. But also it was due to the fact that he wasn't very bright either. In fact, he had found the whole schooling process a real trial. He never really fitted in, and if things weren't bad enough, Willie had also suffered more than his fair share of bullying too. This was brought on mainly because he stood out from the crowd with his unfortunate geeky appearance. Firstly, he was a small weedy runt of a teenager with fair ginger hair, a pasty white complexion, and a face covered with puss-filled spots. If that wasn't enough, he had large red ears that stuck out like jug handles and a protruding jaw. Unfortunately, the way his jaw stuck out gave him the look of someone rather simple, particularly as he had a habit of sucking his top lip in behind his bottom teeth. Really not a good look. Having said all that, in his own company at least Willie was still quite happy, and with a vivid imagination to keep himself entertained, he did enjoy the one thing that we know all teenage boys enjoy. He was a regular dirty little pervert, and would spend much of his time alone in his room with his trusty right hand whiling away the hours. He was a born dreamer who spent most of his waking hours in a world of fantasy where every hot piece of ass he saw was his for the taking. His mind was full of thoughts of all the things he would love to do to them given half the chance. Things that might be within the realms of possibility for some more fortunate than he, but being such an ugly little geek, he knew deep down he would never be one of those fortunate people. He was one destined to a lifetime wanting and wishing, a lifetime of having to rely on his vivid imagination. But then sometimes, just sometimes, something can happen and fate can be surprisingly generous, even to an unfortunate soul like Willie. It was a usual Monday morning, and as always it was a real effort for Willie to get out of bed. It was the usual routine. He would take a few minutes to enjoy the erection he had taken to waking up with every day, not fully but just a few gentle comforting rubs to wake himself up before getting out of bed. He would rarely finish off his early morning riser, instead preferring to save it for later in the day when he would have time to enjoy it properly. In the bathroom he lazily brushed his teeth, giving it a few minutes to allow his stiffness time to subside before he could take a leak. As he did, he looked at himself in the mirror and contemplated squeezing a few of the many spots that peppered his red acne-ridden face. But instead, being basically lazy, he decided that it wasn't worth the effort as there was just too many. As his bleary eyes cleared, he stared at his reflection, and, with the subsiding erection still having an effect, he wondering how he was ever going to get himself a girl. Willie wasn't stupid. He knew how he looked and knew nobody in their right mind would ever fancy him, certainly not anyone worth a second look anyway. But being 18 and permanently horny, the weedy little runt couldn't help trying desperately to think of any possible way to get his grubby little hands on the one thing he desired but has so far eluded him, the female body. The problem for Willie was not only was he still very much a virgin, but his appearance left him lacking in confidence. This meant even simply speaking to a girl was a face-reddening experience of embarrassment, and so getting any further was just simply never going to happen. Not ideal for someone who seemed to spend every waking minute in a state of arousal, someone who was always on the lookout for any cock-hardening piece of skirt to fuel his overactive imagination. He couldn't help lusting after girls, always imagining all sorts of fantasy scenarios that would have his cock raging in his pants. But of course all his experiences came only as a result of his vivid imagination. The reality was he had yet to even touch a girl, let alone anything else. So poor frustrated Willie threw his clothes on, picking them up from the floor where he left them, and headed out the front door. As he lazily meandered up the road, it dawned on his that it was only Monday, which, despite his hatred of school, was one of his favorite days, along with Wednesdays and Fridays of course. You see, these were the days that he had his English lessons. Not that he was much of a fan of Shakespeare or any shit like that, oh no. The reason he loved English was his English teacher, the legendary Miss Poole. His ultimate fantasy, the one person above all others given the chance he would pick if given just one wish. His dirty little cock would stiffen at the mere mention of her name. Never a day went by when the horny little 18-year-old didn't find himself enjoying some fantasy or other involving her. Alone in the darkness of his sweaty bedroom, it was her that he would turn to when he felt the need to quickly empty his aching balls. She was the one person always guaranteed to have him shooting his load all over his sheets within a very short space of time. He found out some time ago from a popular social networking site that Miss Poole was 26, and although in a relationship, she was not married. With the privacy levels of her page set so high, he couldn't really see much else, except her profile picture of course, and that was one picture he had used countless times to relieve his long-suffering frustration. It had to be just about impossible for a man to be in the same room as her, and not get at least a semi, if not a full-blown hard-on. She was stunningly beautiful with dark wavy hair, bright green eyes, and a body that would have men of all ages tripping over their tongues. She was blessed with the sort of curves that were impossible for anybody not to notice, and she definitely knew it. Why else would she always wear such sexy figure-hugging clothes? She often wore short tight skirts that she must have had to wrestle her phenomenal ass into every morning, and tops stretched to the limits by what Willie considered to be probably the biggest, most incredible knockers he had ever personally laid eyes on. Always wearing killer stilettos, she would stand a few inches taller than Willie. Not that she's tall, it's more down to him being a short arse little runt. In his dreams, he often imagined her for whatever reason giving him a friendly hug if maybe he was upset or something. He would of course imagine himself hugging her back, causing those great big knockers of hers to squash against him so much that they would bulge up against his chin. Perhaps she wouldn't notice if he reached around her waist and his sweaty little hands just happened to slip down onto that incredible fucking ass of hers too. It was an amazing thought, and one that would almost have the dirty little shit spunking in his pants. Oh well, a boy can dream, and to be honest, that was all he had. But he didn't mind. He loved Miss Poole, and being around her gave him all the fuel he needed to while away many hours of solitary fun. Willie would arrive at all his lessons as usual unprepared and half asleep, except of course his English lessons. On this day, as always, he was fully prepared and wide awake as he entered the classroom and caught his first excited glimpse of Miss Poole. He sees she has her back to the class as she writes on the board. To be honest, he was momentarily disappointed to see she had chosen that day to wear trousers instead of one of her usual short skirts. Willie's disappointment is brief, however. As he takes his seat, he's transfixed by the way her ridiculously cheeky ass fills them out. They're so tight it's as if they've been sprayed onto her. Almost instantly, he can feel his pants tighten and his cock stiffen as he already found himself imagining the pleasure of what it must be like to place his sweaty hands on that most untouchable vision of horniness. He studies her ass intently as she continues to write on the board, its teasing wiggle restricted only by the tightness of her trousers. Unable to take his eyes off it, the spotty little pervert is rewarded with a good few minutes of uninterrupted lust-fueling pleasure. He can hear his other classmates around him, but pays no attention. Every minute detail is logged in his memory. That steep sloping curve from her slender waist to the perfectly rounded hand-sized globes of her cheeks snugly held in those tight trousers. All of it memorized for recalling later. "Right," she says aloud as she turns to face the class. The geeky little pervert just sits there in dumbstruck awe as he takes the opportunity for a first look of the day at her bountiful chest. She continues to address the class, but he can hear nothing. All his senses are focused on Miss Poole's cream blouse and, more importantly, those phenomenally huge tits contained within. Instantly, the spotty little creep feels his cock throb as his eyes focus on those massive jugs. Such is the effect the busted teacher has on him. He can even make out the faint lace pattern of her bra through the fine cream material. Oh my god. He thinks, what a mouth-watering sight. All Willie can do is watch as she begins to slowly make her way around the class, every sexually charged step increasing his state of arousal. She hands out books for everyone to read. It's as much as poor frustrated Willie can do to control himself as he waits for that incredible moment when she gets to him. As she moves up and down the class between the desks, he hears her voice and senses she is approaching him from behind. Then it happens. With a thud, the heavy book lands right under his nose on the desk in front of him. He forces a polite yet awkward smile but doesn't look up as she carries on by, seemingly oblivious to the fact that he's even there. With her perfume wafting over him, she slowly walks by. This is his chance. He has to look regardless of whether anyone sees him or not. Glancing up, his eyes are in line with the tops of her thighs, those trousers stretched so tightly around them as she strides forward. Her curvaceous hips are just inches away, easily within his reach. His leg begins to tremble as he locks his gaze on that gorgeous ass at close quarters. It's right there, the realization of all his dirty fantasies and lust-filled dreams literally there right before his eyes. The urge to just reach out and touch it is almost overwhelming. He can only imagine how it would be to feel those gorgeous firm cheeks, to have them filling his palms as he gently squeezes them. With the blood pumping loudly through his head, he gulps back the saliva that's forming in his mouth. Subtly, he drops a hand in his lap to adjust his increasingly uncomfortable pants to make room for his ever-stiffening erection. God, if only she knew. Suddenly, his daydream comes to an abrupt end as she walks up to the front of the class and tells everyone to open the book and start reading the first chapter. He honestly tries, but with the object of all his lust-fueled teenage fantasies standing 10 feet away, what can he do? She instructs random members of the class to read a section. Willie notices her head is down, and she is reading the book too. This gives him ample opportunity to admire her once more. With his hand still in his lap, the little pervert gives his now pulsating heart on a squeeze as he furtively glances up from the book at the incredible Miss Poole. He can't help but notice the way her trousers are pulled so tightly at the front from between her legs. The way they cling so snugly to her pussy makes his mouth water once more as he is sure he can see its outline. Again, his imagination takes over and he pictures himself crouching down before her and pushing his face into it. Nuzzling it with his nose, he imagines extending his tongue between her legs and licking it through the fabric of those tightly stretched trousers. He's now as hard as a rock when suddenly she calls out the name of someone else to read the next part, and he quickly diverts his gaze back down to the pages he's supposed to be reading. Within seconds, he looks up once more. She is still closely following what is being read out. She has lowered the book slightly, and he finally now has an unhindered view of what he undoubtedly considers her best feature, those spectacular tits. Willie takes his time as his eyes slowly roam over every inch of them, taking in every perfectly formed detail of the outstandingly huge pair. He spots the buttons of her blouse pulling slightly as they always do. What he wouldn't give for just one touch. He can see the fine detail of what appears to be a white lace half-cup bra through the flimsy overstretched blouse. He can't resist giving his cock a subtle rub through his trousers, not too much though he knows he could easily lose control and shoot his load in his pants. Having never been lucky enough to touch a woman's breasts regardless of size, he tries to imagine what they would feel like in his hands. He can easily see they are firm from the way they stand out proudly before her like two magnificent overripe watermelons. What he wouldn't give to just grab and squeeze them, taking their huge weight in his hands as he mauls them all over. William Pringle! What? He was suddenly brought back to earth by the sound of his name being shouted across the classroom. William! Are you with us? It was Miss Poole. Why, yes, miss. He nervously replied. Your turn. Where are? Willie panicked as he flicked through the pages of the book trying to figure out where they were up to. Page 6, second paragraph. She sighed as if annoyed with him. He felt terrible. He didn't want her to be annoyed with him. Such was his feelings for her. He desperately wanted her to be happy with him, even like him, even if just a bit. Soon he found the right place, and with his daydreaming over for now, he began to read. His dreary monotone voice clearly made an already boring book sound even more so. As he read, he tried to think if he had been staring at her when she called his name. Would she have seen him looking? What must she think if she had? The truth was he couldn't really be sure either way. Perhaps she had, perhaps she hadn't. If she had, then hopefully she was be so used to being constantly ogled that she thought nothing of it. The truth was, of course, she was used to it. She knew only too well how she looked and the effect she had on guys of all ages. She loved to make the most of her hourglass figure, and loved the admiring glances she got from men. What she didn't like was the ogling stares of dirty little perverts that quite frankly weren't fit to lick her shoes, let alone anything else. Dirty little perverts like Willie, for example. For the most part, she ignored his lecherous stare, although she was fully aware of it. All she saw was a sad and pathetic little creep with a spot-encrusted face, greasy hair, and the annoying habit of constantly fiddling with himself. She knew deep down she was probably the fantasy figure for a lot of the lads, and she didn't mind if they at least had the decency to not make it too obvious. The trouble was Willie made it very obvious, and it wasn't appreciated at all. The fact that he was an ugly kid with big ears and that deformed, retarded-looking jaw wasn't her reason for taking a dislike to him. It was because he was lazy and unhygienic, his breath was foul so he clearly didn't brush his teeth, his clothes always looked grubby, especially the suspicious-looking stains down his trousers, and his spotty complexion and greasy hair could all be so easily rectified if he only took a little care of himself. The way she saw it, the closest a piece of low-life pond scum like him was ever likely to get to someone like her was jerking his little dick off over pictures on the internet. The thing is, she was pretty much spot on. Still, he struggled uncomfortably on as he continued to read from the book out loud, but soon it was someone else's turn to read and Willie's pain of the embarrassment was at last over. He looked up only to find the gorgeous Miss Poole seated behind her desk with the book held up in front of her. It seemed his lustful gazing over her body was over for now as soon after the lesson came to an end. Of course, the spotty-faced 18-year-old with a one-track mind was now left feeling horny for the rest of the day. Needless to say, as soon as he got home, he took himself off to his room, lay on his bed, and with his eyes closed recounted what he had seen earlier that day. He recalled every detailed curve and outline of the luscious Miss Poole, the tightness of those trousers stretched across her cheeky bum, her slender-toned waist, and of course the shirt stretching size of those gorgeous big knockers. It didn't take more than a minute or two before at long last the sex-starved little pervert had emptied the contents of his balls, leaving his right hand and stomach literally covered in a sea of hot thick cum. Of course, being the dirty little sod he was, it wasn't long before he had to take care of himself again. Only this time he was able to last longer, and have time to tease and play with himself for maximum enjoyment. He would often bring himself to the brink before easing back so as to not come too soon, making his cock so unbelievably stiff as he gently teased it. Of course, it wouldn't be too long before his pace started to quicken, and with images of his busty English teacher racing around his head, he would soon deposit yet another impressive load of spunk all over himself. This is something Willie would often repeat several times a night, such was the spotty little geek's unquenchable lust for Miss Poole, if only she knew. The following day was going to always be uneventful as he had no English lessons and so no reason to see the object of his fantasies. At lunchtime, being a bit of a loner, Willie took himself off to the library to hide behind a book for some quiet shut-eye before the drudgery of the afternoon lessons. He had been there about 10 minutes when he heard a voice he instantly recognized. It was Miss Poole. Carefully, he peered over the book he was hiding behind and saw her talking to an older man who had been waiting there since before Willie came and who he hadn't seen before. Carefully, he listened and could just about hear what she was saying as he watched her extend a handshake to the strange older man. "We can use the deputy head's office," she said as the old man got to his feet and began to follow her as she led the way out of the library. Obviously curious, Willie decided to follow them off down the corridor. As he did, he couldn't help admiring that sexy ass of hers and the tight pencil skirt she was wearing that day. The material stretching movement of those gloriously rounded cheeks had him thrusting a hand in his pocket for a sly fiddle with his slowly wakening cock. At the same time, I tried to listen to what they were saying as he followed them to the office. From what he could hear, it seemed he had come to see her in her lunch hour and was something to do with helping her give up smoking, but that's all he could gather. He had no idea that Miss Poole had started a few weeks ago using the services of a hypnotherapist to help her quit her smoking habit. She never smoked a great deal, just a couple a day, but she still struggled to pack it in completely, and so she decided this may be a way. She found it hard working the appointments around her busy work schedule, and so it seemed to be easier to have him come to see her in her lunch hour, something that he didn't seem to mind. As they headed off into the deputy head's office, Willie was intrigued and wanted to know what was going on, not least of all because he was maybe a little jealous, wishing it was him alone in that office with the buxom teacher. Luckily, he knew a way of possibly at least seeing what was going on. Outside the office window was a lot of dense shrubbery, and he knew it wouldn't be too hard to clamber through it and get in a position where the sneaky little creep could maybe spy on them while being unseen. Within a couple of minutes, he had run outside and was in position. Furtively, he glanced around to make sure nobody was around before climbing into the bushes. Soon he was well hidden and, crouching down, began to watch the proceedings. It didn't take too long to figure out what was going on. He couldn't believe it. As he watched it, obvious he was hypnotizing her. "He's some sort of hypnotherapist," Willie whispered to himself. He could see Miss Poole sat slightly reclined in a chair with her eyes staring straight ahead as the older man sat on the desk in front of her talking the whole time. This was a rare chance for the spotty 18-year-old to get an uninterrupted look at his favorite curvy teacher, something he obviously wasn't going to waste. From where he was crouching at the window, he had a good side-on view of her. The large rounded definition of her magnificent boobs clear to see through the stretched fabric of the black t-shirt with a low v-neck she was wearing. He was going to enjoy this, and so with one hand stuffed down inside his pants rubbing his already stiffening cock and the other pointing his camera phone at the proceedings, he settled down to watch. After a couple of minutes, he could see she was clearly under some sort of hypnotic trance. "God, this guy's good," he thought. It was then that Willie watched the old man standing up and walking around behind her chair. He could see his eyes fixed on the rise and fall of her incredible chest, and it didn't take a genius to quickly figure out what must have been going through his mind. Smiling to himself, Willie thought how he would be probably thinking the same thing as he was sure the hypnotist was. His eyes widened as he watched him step up close behind her and place his hands on her shoulders. He wasn't going to, was he? Surely not. He could see his lips moving. He was still talking as he brought his head down beside hers and seemed to whisper in her ear. Willie began to tremble with excitement as he watched the old man's hands move slowly down her front. "Fuck me," he said out loud as he watched him kiss her neck just below her ear as his hands reached down inside her t-shirt. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was mind-blowing. He watched in utter disbelief as his hands moved around inside her t-shirt. He was clearly feeling those lovely huge knockers of hers. This was incredible. What an old pervert, but who could blame him? What the little pervert wouldn't give to be in his position. He just stared in awe as his hands continued to move around inside her t-shirt as he mauled and massaged those spectacular jugs with clearly increasing desperation. Willie could feel himself already start to leak pre-cum in his pants. It was all becoming too much. Suddenly, he watched him pull one hand out as he started to frantically undo his zipper. What was he doing? Surely he wasn't going to. Then in an instant, the old man pulled out a very huge and angry-looking erection. He gripped it in his hand and carefully began to wipe the shiny purple helmet across her face, edging it towards her mouth. The spotty virgin's head was in a whirl as he watched the dirty old sod smear the big slimy thing back and forth across her lovely full pouting lips. He had never seen anything like it. He could only dream of doing such a thing, and he often had. His excitement was off the scale as he watched his other hand still groping those juicy big tits. What a lucky bastard. Then suddenly, in all the excitement, Willie lost his footing and fell forward against the window. There was an almighty bang as his head hit against the frame. Instantly, the old man jumped back from the trance-induced teacher and hurriedly stuffed his cock back inside his trousers. He looked straight at Willie. Shit, he was in trouble now. Quickly, he scurried out from the bushes and tried to make good his escape. As he did, he got his feet tangled in the shrubbery and fell flat on his face. Before he knew it, he heard footsteps quickly approaching, and as he managed to eventually get to his feet, he realized he was done for. He rose up and turned to find himself face to face with the old man. What ensued was a confused exchange between the two that soon ended in the realization that they were clearly both as worried and embarrassed as each other. Luckily for Willie, he picked up on this fact first, and quickly he realized he could be onto something. He didn't know what, but something. That's a piece of film that'll make for interesting viewing," he said, seizing the moment in a tone reminiscent of some sort of Bond villain. The old man went to grab Willie's camera phone, but the spotty teenager was too quick. He stepped back and thrust it deep in his pocket. "Look, I'm sure we can sort this little, misunderstanding out," the old man said. To be honest, Willie wasn't really all that bright, and he hadn't really got a clue where he was going with this. Sure, he might get told off for peeping on them, but he knew that what the old man had done was worse, far worse in fact. What he had done was almost certainly illegal. The old man clearly knew this and knew he couldn't take any chances. This wasn't a game, and so he quickly thought for a moment before making the spotty little pervert an offer, one he felt sure he wouldn't refuse. Willie listened intently and couldn't believe his ears as the old man told him what he was prepared to do in return for seeing him delete that video on his phone. He asked if Willie liked his busta English teacher.
"Oh, why, yes," Willie replied.
"How much?" the old man asked.
"WH.
What? What do you mean? Well, do you like her in the same way that I obviously do? What I'm saying is I could possibly sort it so you could, you know, maybe get up close and personal with her too." Willie quickly got what he meant. Obviously there was nothing he wanted more it. He felt a flush of excitement as the man explained how he would try and sort it out for him, and if he took Willie's number then he would call him later to explain how it would work. Of course the little creep didn't hesitate for a second, and quickly gave the old man his phone number. He asked Willie's name and if the teacher would know who he was, which of course she did.
"That's all I need to know," he said. "I'll call you in the morning. Oh, and if it's a success, he went on, "then I will want to see you delete that video. He knew if the ugly little creep succeeded in getting what he clearly wanted, then the tables would be turned somewhat. He would then be in a position of power, as he could soon change the curvaceous teacher's mind from thinking it was all a dream to knowing it was all for real. So he was confident this was his best way out of this mess. As the hypnotherapist went back to the office, Willie turned and ran. He didn't know why, but it just seemed like the best thing to do. He had no idea what was going to happen. Maybe the old man was just talking crap, but what did he stand to lose? All he could do was wait for a call that would hopefully come and would hopefully tell him that somehow all his dreams were about to come true. The following day, Willie awoke, got ready, and made his slow, lazy way to school as always. He had sort of come to the conclusion overnight that obviously this phone call wasn't going to happen. It was just a way for the old man bullshit his way out of a very awkward situation. But what he didn't seem to realize was he had a very incriminating video, a video that the old man would do just about anything to have destroyed. Which was why, just as Willie approached the school gates, his phone rang. Realizing it was the old man, Willie found himself unable to speak. He just listened intently as the man explained what he had done and what Willie had to do. It seemed while Miss Poole was still under, the old man placed a few suggestions in her head together with a trigger word which would instantly put her back under the control of whoever said it. This was all starting to sound a little far-fetched even to a dumbass little jerk like Willie. But if there was even the slightest chance it might be true, then he was of course going to give it a try. The old man explained that firstly he had to create a state of mind that would maybe cause her to act and feel differently than she normally would. To do this, he told her that night she would have an erotic dream about the spotty 18-year-old, one the likes of which she had never experienced before. It would involve them making mad frantic love, and she would have multiple intense orgasms that would leave her wanting and needing more. The reason for this was so in her state of confusion between what is dream and what is reality, anything she remembers happening between them she would just assume to be all part of the dream. So all Willie had to do was approach her when they were alone, and just simply say the trigger word, which was aardvark.
Aardvark?
Said Willie.
Yes, it's not a word that she is probably going to hear anywhere in the next few days, so it's perfect. When you say it, watch for a change in her state and remember she may remember what happens, but she will think it was all a dream, so you should be quite safe.
The spotty little pervert was now excited, very excited in fact. He couldn't wait to try it out. Before he hung up, the old man explained that to get her out of it, he would first have to tell her she won't remember a thing, and if she does, she will know it was all just a dream. Once he had done that, he should tell her to count back from 20, and when she reaches the number 1, she will awake, and it will be as if nothing had happened. Simple. Willie spent the morning in a state of almost uncontrollable excitement, knowing that his last lesson again that day was going to be English. When the time arrived, he rather nervously entered the classroom, not knowing quite what, if anything, to expect, only to see once again Miss Poole had her back to everyone as she was writing on the board. Quickly he took his seat before fixing his gaze on the busty young teacher. Instantly his excitement grew as he saw what she was wearing. His eyes went straight to her ass, which looked just incredible in that short black skirt with a tiny split in the back he had seen her wear before. It was one of his favorites, not only because it was so teasingly short, but also because it clung tightly to her ass, molding itself perfectly to those perfectly formed outward thrusting cheeks. With black stiletto heels and legs sheathed in smooth sheer black nylon, she looked utterly stunning. The look was made even more cock-stiffening by the pale blue fitted blouse that he had also seen her in a few times before. Before she even turned around, he knew what to expect, and when she did, he wasn't disappointed. Tight and so fine that it was partially see-through, it displayed those enormous knockers just about as perfectly as can be. It tapered in at her narrow waist, tucking into the top of her skirt, showing off both the size of her tits and the generous curve of her hips beautifully. The buttons, as always, strained under the pressure of those huge round jugs trying to bust their way out. Through the fineness of the material, he could just about make out the delicate lace pattern of what appeared to be a black half-cup bra. God, Willie was already as hard as a rock. She glanced around the classroom before settling her gaze on him. Instantly he knew there was something on her mind. He could sense a feeling of awkwardness as she quickly looked away. Was she blushing a little? Surely not. This was going to be a long lesson. The spotty jugger dirty little pervert found his mouth watering as he studied her perfectly formed curves in some detail. That short tight skirt looked just incredible, and he quickly realized it couldn't hide the fact that she was so obviously wearing stockings. Stockings. He couldn't believe it. He could see both the outline of her suspender straps through the tight fabric of her, and at one point she went to perch herself on the edge of the desk, before giving up because her skirt was too tight, and Willie was treated to a momentary glimpse of stocking top. Throughout the entire lesson he was in a state of unbearable horniness, not least of all because there was something different about her. Every time she looked at him, she would blush slightly. He was sure of it. He knew she must have had the dream that the old man planted in her mind. She must have done. Why else would he pick up on this strange feeling? If that was the case, then he had to try and get her alone so he could try out the trigger word on her. Still, Willie couldn't really believe that it would work. It just all sounded too ridiculously simple. After more painstaking minutes than he cared to count, the bell finally sounded for the end of the lesson, and the end of the day. This was it. Willie was suddenly very nervous. He didn't know what, if anything, to expect. All he knew was he had to give it a try. Of course, having sensed her awkwardness, just the thought of being alone with his English teacher was somewhat scary. But this was it. Being the end of the day, the rest of the class were out of there faster than you could say jackrabbit, leaving the horny, spotty 18-year-old finally alone with the beautifully buxom Miss Poole. She was momentarily engrossed in her papers as Willie nervously waited, unable to move from his seat. As she looked up and saw him there, she clearly felt flustered for a moment, but it was for only a moment.
Haven't you got a home to go to? she suddenly snapped as the final student left and the door clicked shut, leaving a noticeable, slightly eerie silence.
Sorry, miss, he replied. I was just finishing off this book and didn't understand what this word was.
I think it's an animal, but I've never heard of one before. She was clearly irritated as she got to her feet and went to see what he was referring to. Excitedly, Willie glanced up to see her heading his way. God, she was just about the sexiest thing he had ever seen. The sound of her heels click-clacking on the tiled floor rang through his ears as he sneakily admired the shortness of that skirt stretched tightly across her firm, smooth, nylon-clad thighs. Her shapely hips swaying with a seductive purpose and those huge mind-blowing tits thrusting out before her, testing the buttons of her blouse to the limit as she strode towards him. He was physically shaking as she came to stand beside him, looking over his shoulder at what he was reading. This was it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, he figured. If it didn't work, then so what?
Th. This word, miss.
He stuttered as he prepared himself for whatever may come.
Aardvark.
The slimy, greasy little creep sucked his top lip and behind his bottom teeth as he waited for something to happen. He didn't know what to expect. But nothing happened. There was just a deafening silence, and he assumed it obviously hadn't worked. But as the seconds ticked by, he realized she hadn't moved. Tentatively, he looked up from his book. His eyes roamed up the voluptuous curve standing beside him until they came to rest on her face. She seemed to be just staring off into the middle distance as if in a trance.
No way,
whispered Willie in amazement as it dawned on him that she at least seemed to be hypnotized.
Miss Poole? Can you hear me?
Yes.
She spoke in response to his question but did nothing else. Still, she stood there staring ahead as the horny 18-year-old pushed his chair back and swung around in it to face her. Words couldn't begin to explain how he was feeling as he looked her up and down at such close quarters. He so badly wanted to touch her, experience the one thing he had always longed for. But he was truly terrified in case he had got it wrong. He needed to be sure.
Put your hand on your head,
he told her. No sooner had he said it than she had done it. Now put it back down by your side, he went on. Again, she did exactly as she was told. Willie was now getting very excited. Could all his dreams and fantasies be about to come true? The filthy little freak frantically rubbed his sweaty hands on his trousers as he told her to go and lock the classroom door. Again, she did just as she was told. Of course, he took the opportunity to watch her sexy ass in that short, tight skirt as she walked over to the door and turned the key. The door had one of those narrow windows in it, and so to avoid being seen, Willie got up from his desk and went to sit at the desk in the far back corner, hidden from the gaze of anyone who might look in.
Come and stand here by me,
he commanded with a growing confidence as he pulled the chair out from the desk, swung it around, and sat himself down. The little creep was already salivating heavily as she once again came and stood beside him. It felt like a dream having her standing so close and apparently at his complete disposal.
Oh God,
he whispered as he brought a hand up and placed it gently on the top of her thigh over her tightly fitted skirt. Never had he felt such excitement as he nervously paused a moment just in case she reacted. Realizing it was safe, he spread his fingers and slowly started to move his hand up and down, feeling its firmness through the sublimely smooth, tight fabric. Again he whispered,
oh God, yes,
as he felt the unmistakable outline of one of her suspenders. Slowly his hand crept further around, carefully reaching its way behind her. He let out a gasp of disbelief as she just stood there motionless, and he quickly found himself holding one of those beautiful, firm, round-ass cheeks that he had so long lusted over. His excitement was now on a level that he had never experienced. This was already more than he had really dared hope for, and he was now realizing he could go further, much further. He gently began to squeeze it as his cock now raged in his pants. He couldn't believe this was happening. It felt like nothing on earth so incredibly firm and tight. With his confidence growing rapidly, he placed his other hand on her leg just above the knee. The feel of the silky smooth nylon that sheathed it was unbelievable. He glanced up to see her still staring straight ahead as his dirty, sweaty little fingers slipped under the hem of her skirt and began to feel their way upwards. Although her skirt was very tight, the fabric had a stretchy quality about it which allowed his hand to move freely upwards. He was shaking like a leaf, and already the filthy little wanker could feel the wetness of pre-cum oozing from his erection and soaking into his underpants. He watched in amazement as his trembling hand vanished under her skirt as it crept ever upwards.
Oh God!
He groaned as his fingertips inched above her stocking tops, and he fumbled with a lace suspender.
Oh fucking hell!
He went on as with his other hand he began to slowly push her skirt up. His eyes bulged as with no objection from the lovely Miss Poole the wide, dark, wide band of her stocking tops came into view. Higher he pushed it until it slipped over her hips, and he found himself faced with something he never dared to dream he would ever see. Framed by black lace suspenders, he stared in utter disbelief at the sexiest pair of pretty black lace panties he had ever seen.
Will you dirty bitch?
He whispered, thrilled and surprised that she wore such things under her clothes. His mouth trembled and saliva pooled in his bottom lip as instinctively he pressed his face against the lace-covered mound of her pussy.
Oh fuck yeah.
He hissed as his nose sank into the softness, and his mouth opened against it. No longer with a thought or care for any consequences, his tongue pressed the skimpy black panties into the folds of her sweetly scented pussy. A stream of saliva dribbled from his bottom lip, forming a puddle on the floor as again his grubby, sweaty little hands crept around behind her and took a hold of her lovely ripe ass cheeks, giving them a firm squeeze. The spotty-faced geek was in a complete daze as he started to massage them in his palms. They felt incredible as he began to lick and slobber all over her panty-covered pussy. He was shaking like a leaf, and his eyes rolled around in his head as if he was on drugs as he rubbed his dirty, spotty face all over the front of Miss Poole's expensive lace panties.
Sinking his fingers into her glorious buttocks, he began to sigh and groan as he became more and more intoxicated by her. It was then that he looked up only to see her beautiful face obscured by something even more beautiful, those incredibly huge knockers.
"Oh God!"
Willie gasped, his eyes again widened as he moved his head back from the region of her crotch to get a better look. Her fine black lace panties were now wet with his slobber, and the snotty little creep dribbled saliva on the floor as he gazed up at the magnificent pair.
"You!"
Willie had to clear his throat as his voice vanished for a moment.
"You, unbutton your blouse."
In a state of utter disbelief, he sat back and watched as the busted teacher reached up and one by one began to release the buttons. His stinky little cock was raging in his pants, an almost constant trickle of wet slime soaking into them as she revealed more and more to his hungry gaze. First the top of her cleavage came into view, then her full cleavage, and then he watched in complete awe as the blouse gave way and her huge tits encased in the sexiest black lace half-cup bra burst forth into view. In an almost trance-like state, Willie rose to his feet, his stare locked on the mouth-watering target before him. Tears welled in his eyes as he found himself face to face with an image he never in his wildest dreams thought he would ever see. His trembling, sweaty hands reached towards them, and he let out a groan as his fingertips made contact with the beautiful overflowing bra. Tentatively, he fumbled over it, feeling the exquisite detail of the lace pattern. Nothing was going to stop him now, and in a single move he spread his fingers wide and took a lovely big tit in each hand and just stood there holding them for a few moments. This was a first for Willie, and having only ever dreamt of touching a pair before, he was thrilled at just how firm they were as he gently squeezed them. With a look of complete stunned amazement all over his ugly spot-covered face, he slowly began to massage them, his excitement beyond compare, as he groped and kneaded them all over with his clammy hands. He was in such an unbelievable state of cock-stiffening excitement more than he had ever been. This was all he had ever wanted as he instinctively moved his face towards hers.
"Kay, kiss me,"
he whispered. Doing as she was instructed, the voluptuous English teacher parted those full soft pouting lips that he had long imagined kissing, and gently she placed them over his. With his voice muffled by their embrace, the perverted geek let out a long groan as he felt her tongue enter his mouth and entwine with his. With sweat now breaking out all over his face, he hungrily wrapped his tongue around hers as his hands explored those incredible tits, fondling, groping, and squeezing them all over. His mind was in a whirl. He knew she had big tits, but in his hands they felt huge, and so heavy. Instinctively, he ground himself against her, his erection digging into the top of her thigh as he molested her with an ever-increasing desperation. He could feel the almost unbearable throbbing of his cock in his pants, and he knew he was fast approaching the point of no return. As much as he wanted this moment to last forever, he knew it would soon no longer be in his control. His balls were tight and swollen, and the constant seepage into his now sticky underpants was becoming unstoppable. He would have to do something now, whether he wanted to or not. For her part, Miss Poole was still completely hypnotized, although at the same time in her dreamlike state she was sort of aware of what was going on. But as far as she was concerned, it was like a continuation of the erotic dream involving Willie she had had last night. Of course, in dreams nobody is in control of what happens, and we all naturally do things we wouldn't normally do. This is why in this alternate state of consciousness she couldn't help herself from becoming involved in the excitement, and kind of enjoying it. With his hands roaming all over the lovely teacher's incredible curves, the rampant little pervert knew he had to do something quick, otherwise there was going to be an accident in his pants, and he will have wasted this golden opportunity.
"Cue, quick, B, bend over!"
Willie ordered as he turned her to face the desk next to them.
"OFF fuck, OFF fuck me!"
he stammered as he watched her bend over before him, her skirt up around her waist. Presented with this incredible sight, he couldn't wait a moment longer. No matter how much he wanted this to last, the urgency of the situation was spiraling out of control. Quickly he unfastened his trousers and together with his underpants thrust them down below his knees. He looked down to see his stiff pulsating cock twitching and jerking in front of him with copious amounts of pre-cum dribbling from its swollen purple head. The spotty geek thought he might collapse as he placed his sweaty hands on her smooth ripe derriere. It felt so good as he circled his palms around each of her cheeks before giving them a nice hard squeeze.
"Oh God, yes, yes, yes!"
he sighed, still unable to believe what was happening. Without a moment to lose, he lifted the crotch of her little black lace panties from between her legs and pulled it across her left cheek.
"Oh fuck, fuck, fuck!"
he whispered as her sweet moist pussy was finally exposed to his lustful gaze. There was no time to hang around, it was now or never. With saliva now dribbling from his gaping mouth, the inexperienced little pervert lined his stiff swollen knob up with its target. He let out a groan of pleasure, as he held the base of his throbbing cock and gently rubbed the purple bellend up and down against her soft moist lips, gently teasing them apart. He looked her over, what an incredible sight for a sex-starved 18-year-old virgin to see. With her stocking-clad legs slightly apart and her ass in the air, Willie released his grip on his cock and grabbed her by the hips.
"Oh fuck, yes, yes, yes!"
he cried out as with one swift move he simultaneously pulled her back and thrust himself forward, as in an instant his cock slammed straight up inside her.
"Fuck! You gaff, fuck yes, gee, god yes!"
he cried. It felt like nothing on this earth as her tight wet cunt engulfed his unbearably hard throbbing cock, holding it with a firm grip along its entire length. Already he could feel he was starting to come, and in desperation he drew back and slammed into her again. Gripping her hips tightly, he watched himself draw out of her before the almost vice-like grip of her wet pussy seemed to suck him back in. He was overwhelmed and tears welled in his eyes as he gave in to the inevitable. He started ramming into her over and over, faster and faster. The sight of his cock plundering her beautiful cunt was just out of this world. Willie couldn't believe it as he felt her juices trickling down over his balls as he pounded away, driving himself in as deeply as he could go. She was clearly enjoying it in her dreamlike state, as unbelievably he noticed her rotate her ass against him. This was it. The voluptuous Miss Poole looked just like he had imagined her so many times, bent over the desk before him like a porn star. This was his dream come true, and he could hold out no longer. Suddenly he felt a massive surge release from his overflowing balls and power up through his painfully hard shaft. Fuck yes, take it. Oh god, yes, take it, you bitch, fucking take it. He cried excitedly as in an instant he felt a huge deluge of his dirty, stinking spunk flooding into her. Puffing and panting, he gripped her tight as he dumped load after massive load of his thick, creamy sperm deep inside that lovely, tight, wet pussy. Yes, oh fuck yes, yes, yes. He groaned as his filthy, clammy hands roamed all over her luscious body, while the seemingly endless torrent of spunk continued to pump from his relieved cock. Feeling like he might collapse, he placed his hands either side of her on the desk for support. Holding himself up, he ground himself around as deep inside her as he could, ridding his exhausted balls of every final drop of their heavy, burdensome load. After a minute or so, he let out a long sigh as he stepped back and his partially deflated cock slithered from her still tightly gripping pussy. At the same time, he heard somebody try the door. With a quick look at his watch, Willie realized it had to be the cleaners coming round. Thankfully, the door was locked and they couldn't get in, but he knew they'd be back. Straighten your clothing, he ordered the busted teacher in something of a panic. She did as she was told as the spotty geek pulled his trousers and underpants back up and straightened his own clothing. Willie couldn't resist touching her up one last time as he guided her over to her desk at the front of the class. He told her to sit down, and just as he was about to give her the instructions for coming out of her trance, he remembered something. He dove into her bag and pulled out her phone. Quickly, he found her number and logged it into his contacts before shoving it back in her bag. He then told her to fold her arms on the desk and rest her head on them as if asleep. He then instructed her to slowly count back from 20, and when she reached 1, she would wake up and, thinking she must have fallen asleep, remember nothing. If she thought she remembered something, then she would assume it was all just part of a dream she had had. With that, she started counting. 20, 19, 18. Willie wasted no time hanging around and quickly unlocked the door and left. As he hurried home, he had no idea if he had completely gotten away with it, but as everything had happened just as the old man said it would, then he could see no reason why not. Willie spent the entire night with his cock in his hand recounting what had happened. With plans for the following day, he wanted to save himself, and so all he did was gently tease himself, coming to the brink and then stopping, something he had mastered quite well. As he thought, he realized all the things he hadn't done, like getting her tits out and seeing them naked. But then things were all rather rushed, and when someone knocked on the door, he knew he had to finish up rather quickly. Not that he was disappointed, after all he had just had an experience that any lad of his age would give their right arm for. The only trouble was, rather than being satisfied, he now had the taste and was left feeling desperate for more. He did smile to himself, however, as it dawned on him that he was now no longer a virgin. He had actually fucked someone. Not just someone, but the cock-hardening wankfest that is the legendary Miss Poole. The sexiest piece of ass he had ever seen, and as he thought, he realized something else that made him smile. Right now, as he lay there in his room, copious amounts of his dirty thick spunk was swimming around deep inside her, and the cock-teasing bitch had no idea. It had been a long night, and one that Willie had spent debating his next move. He had a plan but was still worried about all the serious trouble he could get into if things went wrong. But despite all that, he knew deep down the temptation was just too overwhelming. There was no way he could resist sampling the unbelievable delights of Miss Poole's incredible curves one more time. So with an extra spring in his step, Willie was up and out of the house by just after 7 a.m. This was unheard of for the lazy spot-encrusted 18-year-old. But then this wasn't a normal day. Instead of going to school, he headed for Miss Poole's house. He knew exactly where it was because the sneaky little pervert had followed her home on more than one occasion. Trying to look as unsuspicious as possible, he casually wandered by it several times, keeping a careful eye out. Then, as he approached the top of the road and turned to come back down, he saw what he was waiting for, her muscle-bound meathead boyfriend coming out and getting into his flash sports car and heading off to work. She was now alone in the house, and Willie knew it. Without a moment to lose, the little creep quickly pulled out his mobile phone and rang her. The first time, it went over to the answer phone. Shit! Willie snapped as he hit the red button and hung up. He waited a moment before ringing it again. A nervous few seconds passed before his heart leapt into his mouth as he heard her voice. Hello? AR. Willie's throat had dried and momentarily he couldn't speak. He coughed and quickly cleared it as he again heard her speak. Hello? Who is this? Aardvark. Willie blurted out loud and clear. There was a silence on the other end. He had no idea whether it had worked or not. Quickly, he had to think of some way of finding out. Gee, go to your front door and open it. He couldn't think what else to do, and as he wondered what was happening, he felt a sudden rush of excitement as the front door opened. He still needed to be sure, and so he told her. Right, close it again. And with that, the door closed. He hadn't seen her, but his confidence was growing fast as he gave her more instructions. Now you're suddenly feeling very horny. You can feel yourself becoming wet between the legs. You want to go and change into something incredibly sexy. The dirty little chancer had no idea what she was wearing now, but he figured he may as well make the most of it as he told her to go and get changed. At the same time, he couldn't quite believe what he had just said and held his breath a moment, half expecting her to come back with a rather unfavorable response. But she didn't. All he could hear was her breathing and what sounded like her walking up the stairs. Willie sucked on his top lip as he began to realize with some surprise things were going very much his way. Hurriedly, he pulled a piece of paper from his pocket that he had scribbled some notes down on. "In a few minutes someone will knock on your door," he said, reading from the piece of paper. "And when you open it, all you will see is the man of your dreams standing there. You will find yourself instantly sexually attracted to him. You will want him more than any man you have ever seen. You will want to do anything for him, and the desire to have sex with him will overwhelm you. You will not question your feelings, as you will think it is all a dream." With that, the snotty little geek hung up and crossed the road to her house, struggling somewhat with the erection in his trousers that he had been nursing since he woke up. He waited a few moments to compose himself and give her time to do as he had asked, even though the stiffness of the cock in his pants was making him impatient. He paused a few seconds longer at the door before summoning up the courage and knocking hard. There was a few seconds wait before he heard the handle turn and the door slowly opened. Unsure what to expect, Willie was a bag of nerves, but he needn't have worried. She stood there in a full-length white dressing gown and seemed to blush when she saw him. She asked him to come in, and the greasy little 18-year-old wasted no time in doing just that. As he stepped inside, she closed the door behind him and gave him a look with those piercing green eyes that told him all he needed to know. What happened next would be imprinted on Willie's memory forevermore. He wondered for a moment if it was him that was dreaming, as the beautiful Miss Poole untied her long gown, and it slipped almost fluid-like over her generous curves down to the floor. The excited teenager just stood there open-mouthed as he got his first proper look at her. In the few minutes since his phone call, she had done exactly as he had asked and changed into something sexy, very sexy. With his gaping mouth salivating and his cock starting to twitch in his pants, his eyes bulging drank in the vision before him. Her legs were sheathed in pure white stockings held up by pretty white lace suspenders trimmed with the tiniest pink ribbons tied in bows. She wore matching tiny white lace panties trimmed with the same tiny pink bows at the sides. He tried to speak, but the words lodged in his throat as his gaze roamed upwards. The inward curve from her shapely hips to her slender waist and exposed tightly toned stomach had him reaching into his pocket to adjust his stifling underpants. But nothing prepared him for what came next. He felt his heart slamming in his chest as he stared wide-eyed at the virtually transparent fine white baby doll type nightie that she wore, teasingly draped over her huge naked boobs. With spaghetti shoulder straps also trimmed with tiny pink bows, the fine flimsy garment barely covered them. The spotty 18-year-old couldn't believe what he was seeing. Her freely swaying knockers were completely unsupported, and yet despite their size they were so firm that they thrust out before her like two large ripe melons. He began to drool profusely. He could see everything almost as clearly as if she had nothing on. Their full roundness a truly mouth-watering spectacle, as were her nipples poking out against the fine white fabric like bullet-shaped strawberries. It was then that the busty English teacher took him by the hand and led him up the stairs. Despite the suggestion he had planted in her mind about her being sexually attracted to him, the red-faced nerd still couldn't help being surprised. But any concerns he had soon vanished as he climbed the stairs behind that gorgeous fit ass. His eyes were fixed on the tiny lace triangle of her thong panties emerging from between those gloriously rounded cheeks, cheeks that moved in seductive, sensual unison with every step she took. Crossing the landing into the bedroom, Willie followed like an expectant puppy dog. As they entered, she turned to face him, and before he could say a word, she planted her soft, pouting lips over his and kissed him passionately. The nerdy geek wasted no time and slipped his hands up under her flimsy baby doll. He let out a long groan as his fingers touched her naked breasts. She continued to kiss him, seemingly oblivious or without a care as to where his hands were. He forced his slobbering tongue into her mouth, and she quietly moaned as it entwined with hers. At the same time, he spread his hands wide, one over each magnificent breast, and gave them a long, slow squeeze. "Oh, fuck me," he sighed, his voice muffled by their joined mouths. Her tits felt simply incredible. He could not believe just how big and firm they were, and the way they seemed to hover in front of her, as if weightless, truly defied belief. "Oh God, yes, oh yes," he moaned as he mauled and groped them with his sweaty hands, squashing them together and sinking his fingers as deeply into them as he could. This was all he had ever dreamt of, all he had ever wanted. To take Miss Poole's magnificent naked knockers in his hands was the stuff of fantasies. Then, just as he was getting ready to drag her onto the bed, she stepped back and looked him up and down. Now Willie knew he looked ridiculous in just his grubby white school shirt and naked from the waist down. But despite being an ugly geek with greasy hair and a spot-encrusted face, he could tell that his busty English teacher was seeing something very different. He had no idea what, but then it didn't matter. All that mattered was the fact that she wanted him. She actually wanted him. But not as much as he wanted her, standing there with her astounding body draped in white lace lingerie, looking like something from a high-class soft porn magazine. With a glint in her eye, she stepped forward and gently pushing him back down onto the bed. The beautiful Miss Poole seemed to be taking full control as she leaned over him and began to undo his belt. "May I?" she seductively asked as she looked down at the huge bulge trying to bust out of his trousers. All the sex-starved teenager could do was nod frantically as he watched in complete awe at the way those spectacular tits swayed freely under the looseness of that see-through baby doll top. He was trembling all over as she carefully undid the belt, pulled down his zipper, and pulled his trousers halfway down his legs. He looked down to see his ill-fitting navy blue underpants sticking up in the air. A wet spot formed where the tip of his erection was. He thought he might blow his load there, and then as Miss Poole lightly fingered his balls through the grubby things. Slowly her fingers ran along his shaft, feeling every deep ridge through his straining cotton undies. He could see a definite look of desire on her beautiful face as she licked her lips and felt her way along the full length of it before circling her fingers around the now twitching bell end. "Uff. Oh, gee, God. Willie groaned as she slowly lifted the waistband and peeled them back down. He couldn't believe it, but she let out a quiet gasp as his naked cock came into view standing up tall and proud, oozing slimy fluid from its gaping slit. She pulled his trousers and pants all the way down and tossed them in the corner of the room. She sighed as she knelt between his parted lily-white thighs and wrapped her soft fingers around the base of his throbbing shaft. Willie just watched in stunned silence. He hadn't given her any instructions at all. She was acting solely on the suggestion he had placed in her mind over the phone. He watched his dribbling cock twitch and throb as she slowly stroked it yet again. He was already close to shooting his load. This time, however, it didn't matter. He knew this time there was going to be plenty of time for a second helping. As she gently stroked it up and down, he knew he wasn't going to last long. Then she did something he wasn't in his wildest dreams expecting. He watched as the gorgeous teacher leaned forward and rested her elbows on the tops of his scrawny white thighs. Her face moved in closer, and her eyes focused on his swollen purple helmet oozing precum that now trickled down over her fingers. "Oh, fuck, fuck!" he cried as he watched her soft, full lips part, and her open mouth move towards his stinking, shiny knob. He knew what was coming. He couldn't totally believe it, but he knew. Then he experienced what had to be the most amazingly thrilling sensation he had ever known. With bulging eyes, he watched as she slipped her soft, sweet lips over his dribbling, twitching cock and gently slid them down, taking its full length deep into her mouth. "Fuck, fuck!" he again groaned as he felt her tongue caress and swirl around it. He didn't know what to do. He was in complete turmoil as he instinctively ran his fingers through her lovely, dark, wavy hair before grabbing her head and holding it there. "Suck it, bitch! Oh god, suck it! Suck it fucking hard!" His sudden outburst took even him by surprise. The excitement of the moment was clearly overwhelming him. Of course, being in a trance, she did exactly as she was told. She sucked it. She sucked it fucking hard. "Shit, oh god, shit!" Willie cried as she sucked with such force she drew his balls up in their sack. This was it. There was no holding back as the busted teacher began to slide her mouth up and down the full length of his dirty, stiff cock. As she did, he could feel her tongue pressing against the underside of it, driving him crazy. This was a whole other world, one he never thought he would ever be lucky enough to experience. Then suddenly his entire body jerked as she pulled down on the base of it with her hand, while at the same time she drew her lips up its full, rigid length, sucking for all she was worth. "Oh fuck, fuck, yes, yes, fuck yes!" cried the desperately frustrated red-faced 18-year-old as she did the same again and again. There was no stopping now as he felt his balls flex in their sweaty sack. He knew what was about to happen, and wanting to make the most of this once-in-a-lifetime experience, he ordered her to look straight up into his eyes. With her beautiful large green saucer-like eyes looking so lovingly into his, he felt suddenly very emotional. He felt what can only be described as an overwhelming sense of both love and lust for the beautiful 26-year-old. Still, she looked into his now teary eyes as she sucked hard on his throbbing tool. With her mouth closed tightly around it, he couldn't see her tongue, but God, he could certainly feel it, working its magic all over his sensitive knob. "Oh God, yes, oh God, yes!" he cried, his voice quivering with uncontrolled excitement. It was all too much, and without warning he instantly lost all self-control and his swollen balls suddenly released their heavy load. The busted teacher kept her lips locked tightly around his cock as a huge deluge of his thick, hot, creamy spunk suddenly flooded her mouth. Willie jerked and thrust upwards, forcing his stinking cock to the back of her throat. He had never felt such a huge torrent power through his shaft as he emptied the first massive load. "Oh yes, God, yes, yes, yes!" Willie hissed as he pumped more and more of his thick, gooey seed down the stunningly gorgeous teacher's throat. "Fuck me, yes, oh fuck yes!" he went on, still unable to believe what was happening. He could see telltale signs of spunk oozing from the sides of her tightly closed mouth, yet despite the vast, endless amount, she hadn't spilled a drop. He felt amazing. He had never felt such a level of love and attention that the beautiful teacher was showering his cock with. He could see her swallowing down every massive load as he felt wave after wave of slimy spunk pumping to the back of her throat. All too soon he came to the point where he was just ridding himself of the final dregs, yet still the cock-hungry mist sucked on his spent tool, drawing every last drop up from deep within his balls. Willie fell back onto the bed, throwing his arms over his head. "Oh god, yes, lovely, oh yes, that feels so lovely!" he sighed as the big-breasted teacher lapped up every last drop. As she released his manhood from her tightly closed lips, the spent teenager clambered back onto the bed, making himself comfortable with his head on the pillow. Now feeling very confident, he told her rather arrogantly to go to the bathroom and wash her mouth out, which she duly did. While she was gone, the spotty teenager leaned across the bed and nosily opened her bedside drawers to see what was inside. He smiled at the array of fine lace lingerie, muttering, "I knew it, you dirty bitch!" as he fingered his way through it all. There was an array of lace panties and bras of varying colors in the top drawer. In the second, there were suspender belts and stockings again of varying colors. She didn't seem to own any dowdy or plain underwear. The thought that this was what she wore every day under her clothing only served to raise his excitement. "Oh fuck yes, you cock-teasing bitch!" he whispered as he realized every time he had seen standing there at the front of the class she would have been wearing these. As he heard her heading back to the bedroom, he quickly closed the drawers and lay back out on the bed. When she returned to the room, Willie watched her walk around the bed in her white stockings and fine white lingerie. He still couldn't quite get over just what an incredible body she had. He knew she was fit and very shapely, but in the flesh, as they say, she was something else. As he watched her climb on the bed beside him, he marveled at the size and shape of those incredible knockers gently swaying under that barely adequate fine white lace baby doll. Already the sweaty little pervert could feel his limp dick begin to stir into life, such was the unbelievable effect she had on him. Lying alongside him, she leaned over and placed her lips once more over his.
This was just getting better and better for Willy as he slipped an arm around her and reached down for her peachy bum. Clasping it firmly in his grip, he began to fondle it all over as their embrace grew more and more passionate. He could feel her huge boobs squashing against him as he suddenly felt her fingers once again wrap around his rapidly stiffening cock. "Em," she moaned as she lightly felt her way over it, her delicate touch driving him crazy. The busted 26-year-old was clearly enjoying herself as her lips moved from his mouth and down his neck. With her thick dark hair across his face, he drew in her fresh clean scent as she kissed and licked his bony pigeon chest. It felt so good to have the beautiful Miss Poole teasing and caressing him this way. He felt like he had never felt before. Rather than an insignificant ugly spotty-faced jerk with greasy hair and an aversion to soap, she made him feel special. She made him feel amazing. She made him feel like a king. Reveling in this newly acquired glory, Willy lay there completely still. The lazy little creep was happy to let her do all the work while he just wallowed in it. His cock was already fully hard as the busted teacher again planted her lips over his and kissed him with an indescribable passion and hunger. As she did, she reached down and slipped her white lace panties down her smooth stocking-covered legs. Willy, being a dirty little pervert, took them from her as she slipped them off and brought them up to his face. He dangled them in one hand, taking a good close look at them. Lovely, he remarked. He couldn't believe how wet the gusset was as he brought it to his nose and inhaled deeply her womanly musk. His excitement was already fast growing beyond control. As he did this, he watched her peel her skimpy baby doll top off over her head and toss it to the floor. Her tits were amazing. He had never imagined them to look so spectacular naked. He had always assumed there was some clever bra work going on, but no, they really were that big. Looking into her big green eyes, he offered the panties to her, telling her to taste them. Without hesitation, she took them and closed her eyes as she ran her tongue along the sodden crotch. "Fuck yes," Willy exclaimed as she slipped them in between her full soft lips and began to suck on them. He couldn't believe his eyes. Was there anything the big-breasted lovely wouldn't do? With her eyes closed, she moaned with pleasure as she mouthed the panties while at the same time stroking and caressing his now solid shaft. All of a sudden, she straddled his puny white body, spitting the panties out of her mouth. She lowered herself towards him, squashing her huge tits against his feeble chest as she again locked her lips over his. Willy just lay there with his eyes bulging wide as her tongue delved deep inside almost to the back of his throat. She was clearly in a state of extreme excitement as she devoured his mouth with hers, her tongue exploring every nook and cranny inside. Then as she potioned herself, Willy felt her wet pussy lips nudge against his upwardly pointing cock. He knew what was about to happen. Oh fuck. He suddenly cried as in an instant she plunged herself back down onto his erect tool, in one swift move engulfing it completely in her tight wet cunt. She too cried out. Yes. Oh yes. Raising herself up on her hands, she locked her arms straight and looked down at the spotty red-faced geek. As she arched her back, she drew herself back up his deeply ridged cock until it almost popped back out. Just as he thought it would, she again slammed herself down onto it, taking him balls deep into her. Willy had never known anything like it. Her pussy gripped his cock as if it had a mind of its own, and she began to grind herself against him. This was already too much. His excitement was off the scale as he looked up at the incredible view of her huge naked tits swaying around inches above his face. Like a woman possessed, the busted teacher threw her head back, tossing her lovely dark wavy hair all over the place as she began to ride up and down his cock, getting faster and faster. She certainly knew what she was doing as she twerked her ass up and round on it, driving him rapidly to the point of no return. He reached around and grabbed her bouncing ass as he too picked up his rhythm and started thrusting himself up into her. At the same time, she leaned in close and dangled her huge round tits in his face. Willy opened his mouth and wasted no time as he began to suck and lick them all over. Oh fuck yes, yes, yes. He sighed as he released her ass and grabbed her tits, excitedly stuffing as much of them into his mouth as he could. Miss Poole groaned as he chewed down on first one nipple then the other. Like a wild animal, the spotty 18-year-old pounded away into her, knowing full well he wasn't going to last long. He couldn't get enough of her incredible body, especially those tits, as his hands freely roamed all over her. Still, she bounced up and down on his solid manhood. If he wanted to last longer, it was too bad. She gave him no choice as she relentlessly used it for her own pleasure. Growing ever more excited, she squashed her tits into his face, rubbing them around all over it. His muffled moans were barely audible as she reached down behind herself and took hold of his balls. Fondling them with her fingers, she smiled at how tight they were. She knew they were about to go off at any second, and she wasn't wrong. Willy could take it no more. There was nothing he could do to halt the inevitable. He had never felt anything like it, as in an instant, and virtually without warning, he exploded a huge tidal wave of thick steaming spunk into her. Ugh, oh fuck, fuck, fuck. He cried as he threw his arms around her waist and gripped her tightly, holding her still as he piston fucked her like a wild man. Over and over he pounded her soaking cunt, driving load after load of his stinking sperm deep inside her. For her part, the busted miss grabbed the bed sheet in her hand, screwing it up as he held her so tight that she could barely breathe. With sweat breaking out all over him, Willy selfishly continued to hold her still as he once more emptied his balls into her. It took just a minute or so to rid himself of the final drops, his grip gradually loosening as his pace slowed. His cock seemed to have a life of its own as it twitched and jerked uncontrollably as it finally came to a standstill. Letting out a long satisfied sigh, Willy released her from his grip and his arms flopped to the bed. But what he didn't expect was what came next. Miss Poole hadn't finished. She was still in the midst of a building orgasm. She sat herself upright on his softening tool and with incredible expertise she flexed the walls of her pussy around it, massaging it back to life.
Willie couldn't believe it. He had never been so turned on and excited that he could go again straight after. But the feel of her wet cunt squeezing his cock as she rotated herself on it, coupled with the unimaginable sight of her sitting astride him playing with her huge naked knockers, was all it took. "Oh fuck yes," he whispered as he watched her losing herself in the ecstasy of her growing orgasm. With her eyes closed, her head rolled slowly around while her delicate hands played with those solid heavy-looking tits, lifting, squeezing, and massaging them all over. The spotty little pervert had never seen a hornier sight as he reached out and placed his hands on her slender waist. Slowly she began to raise herself up before pausing a moment and then lowering herself back down again. She did this over and over, getting gradually quicker each time. Willie could feel his own excitement building, and unbelievably, after having just spent his full load, he already had a fast-growing erection. She leaned forward and once again placed her hands on the bed either side of his head. Her huge tits hung swaying just above his face, and he wasted no time in taking them in his hands and gently fondling them. "Oh, lovely tits, oh yes, lovely big tits," he sighed as he licked and kissed the beautiful swollen things. This made her sigh as she started to grind herself harder and harder against him. "Will you like my big tits? And squeeze them," she sighed. "Oh yes, squeeze them harder." Willie wasted no time in doing as she asked, although he was surprised to hear these words coming out of her mouth. His excitement was growing fast as she ground herself down harder and harder on his cock, using it for her own selfish pleasure. "Ooh yes, ooh, suck my nipples," she went on. "Yes." Again Willie did as he was asked, sucking and chewing on her rigid nipples for all he was worth. He could tell she was lost in the throes of her building orgasm as she ground her pubic mound harder and harder against his. Puffing and panting and with his cock as deep in her as it would go, she suddenly let out a cry as she rubbed herself faster and faster back and forth against him. "Yes, oh god, yes, yes, yes." At that moment her entire body shuddered and Willie felt her juices gush from within and wash over his balls. "Yuck." She groaned as she held herself still for a few seconds before eventually collapsing on top of him. The spotty geek knew that was it, she was spent, but he was now ready to go one more time. As he began to pump his stiff tool into her, she suddenly said, "No, no, no." Her still throbbing cunt was too tender, and she needed time for it to calm down. Willie couldn't believe it as she lifted herself off him and flopped face down on the bed by his side. He looked down at his twitching erection and took it in his hand. Looking across at her laying there, he began to wank as he looked her over. He was becoming more and more desperate to shoot his load for an unbelievable third time, such was the incredible effect she had on him. He admired the way her shapely ass rose up like two hills from the deep valley of her lower back. Those cheeks he had long lusted over looked so round and firm, and his cock grew harder and harder the more he admired them. He stroked himself faster and faster as his excitement grew, and he knew he would have to relieve himself one more time. With her lying completely still, the dirty little pervert had an idea to do something that appealed to his filthy lust-crazed mind, something that would finish things off between them perfectly. He raised himself up and, seizing the moment, straddled her sleepy body. "Oh fuck yes," he whispered as he took the base of his solid erection and lined it up between those gorgeous ass cheeks. "Ooh, you dirty bitch," he hissed as he pushed it head first slowly between them. Miss Poole groaned a little as he found her puckered little pink asshole. Having never done anything like this, he thought for a moment there was no way it would fit. But being as hard as a rock and covered in her slimy juices, he pushed forward, and with some difficulty her asshole surprisingly began to yield to his invading member. Again she let out a groan as, still holding the base, he pushed harder against it. Then all of a sudden his swollen purple helmet popped inside. "God, that's fucking tight," he sighed as he drove forward, forcing it deeper inside. He couldn't believe it. He expected her to object, but instead she just moaned and even gave her ass a little wiggle to assist him in his efforts. Slowly he drew it back before driving it back into her. "Ooh, fuck, fuck, fuck," he groaned as he felt the tightness constricting his cock like it had never been before. He raised himself up on his hands and looked down between them. What a sight. "Who, I said you were a dirty fucking bitch," he whispered through gritted teeth as he watched his cock sliding in and out of her lovely asshole. He quickly built up speed and was soon ramming it roughly into her, driving it up to the hilt and squashing his balls against her firm round cheeks. He couldn't believe he was fucking her in the ass, and the dirty bitch was letting him. He couldn't take his eyes off the action. The sight of his cock buried deep in her lovely ass was something he never even dared imagine. Grunting and groaning like a pig, he fucked her harder and harder, slamming against those lusty cheeks as if his life depended on it. At the same time, she arched her back further in a gesture that told him she was actually enjoying it. "Fuck yes, yes, oh fuck yes," he went on as he felt his balls tighten once more. "Fucking take it, you bitch, oh yes, take it in the fucking ass." At that moment he felt the unmistakable torrent surging up through his shaft and instantly flood into her. With sweat dripping from his forehead, he ran her ass over and over, expelling load after load of his thick creamy seed. It was all too much, and the spotty 18-year-old fell exhausted onto her back, sucking her slender exposed neck into his mouth like a vampire. "Mm," he moaned as he slobbered all over it while gently spewing the final globs of sperm into her tight ravaged asshole. Soon he had squeezed the final drops from his spent sack and the dirty sweaty little creep rolled off her. He was absolutely exhausted, but time was getting on, and he didn't know how long she would remain under the hypnotic trance. So without wanting to push his luck any further, he climbed off the bed and lazily dressed himself. He told her to get into the bed and curl up as if asleep. Then he once more gave her the same instructions as before and then told her to count slowly back from 20 before making a hasty exit. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network.
please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.